Well, there are hints that famed restaurateur Michael Mina could be opening a new private club inside San Francisco's Ferry Building. So far, there has been no official confirmation, despite a few hints here and there on the internet. Eve Beatty, senior editor at Eater San Francisco, did some digging and joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to tell us what she uncovered. Thanks for the time, Eve. So what do you know?
Well, so here's what I know. There's a company called Meltwater. It's a tech company that relocated from Norway to here in San Francisco back in 2005. This company, Meltwater, they make a tech product that is used mainly by marketing professionals, opened a tech data sharing co-working space in London called Shack 15 a couple of years ago. It looks like they're now trying to open a similar sort of co-working space here in San Francisco. They have a huge space down at the northern end of the Ferry Building. And a couple of months ago, mid-September, they emailed their members saying that they had gotten Michael Mina to come aboard to quote-unquote curate their food and beverage plans, which include a coffee bar and a restaurant that will have a full liquor license inside the spot, and that Michael Mina will be creating a Scandinavian concept restaurant that members will be able to enjoy.
Why would they want it to be secret?
That is such a good question, and I wish that I had an answer for you other than that I don't know. I mean, you'd think, since they sent this email out announcing Michael Mina back in September, that they'd want to tell people about it. They sent another, this is Shack 15. Shack 15 sent another email to members early in October saying that at some point in November they'd be open for members to come in and start enjoying events. And when I went over to the place to look at it from outside, I, you know, was not able to go in or anything. I could tell that, look, they're still working on it, but it's in pretty good shape. It's not like there's rebar lying on the floor or anything. So you'd think from the outside that this is when they'd want to start promoting this relationship and also promoting this co-working space and private club. So if I may speculate,
of course,
a possibility is that they first started planning this place back in May of 2018. That's when they had a very fancy launch party with some bold-ish face names and some, you know, sort of mid-level movers and shakers in the tech scene. That's when they started really pitching it to these folks as, this is a place where you can meet with other like-minded founders and share information and all this. Since May of 2018, I would suggest that the weather for the startup, sort of the startup fervor, and the sort of tenor of feelings around startups in San Francisco has changed. You know, Uber was perceived differently than a lot of these other companies were perceived as far more healthy than I think we now believe them to be then. So it could be that they're refocusing their marketing, but that's just me speculating.